Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes, the shofar, the trumpet of God, the ram's horn is the time for the celebration of that day that God set aside as one of his feasts is coming up this weekend. It's Sunday night into Monday. Remember, in the Hebrew feasts always start evening to evening, sundown to sundown. So sundown this Sunday through Monday till sundown will be the Feast of Trumpets, commonly called Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, but it's really the day to blow the shofar.
It is. And again, Jewish holidays start the evening before, kind of from the biblical mindset, Vayehi Erev, Vayehi Vocher. There was evening and there was morning, a day.
Right, so that was Hebrew Ted just did there.
Yeah, Hebrew right out of the book of Genesis. But that's why Jewish people start the holiday in the evening before and run into the next day.
Okay, but now what's going to happen this Sunday night and Monday, and actually some dudes celebrate 2 days.
Yeah, you know, in America we celebrate 2 days, and there's complicated reasons about spotting the moon, why we do that. But in Israel, they only celebrate 1 day, Sunday
night biblical.
To Monday. And that's what the Bible says to do.
Okay, but the key of this is the Yom Teruah, the day of the sounding of the shofar, that the only reason for this feast day is sounding the shofar. Well, look what Jesus says again. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 24, and he's talking about these end times. And look how he couches it in verse number 30.
Yeah, let me look at verse 30. And Jesus is speaking in this whole chapter. He says, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send his angels with a great sound of the trumpet.
Hallelujah. And see how important, again, the use of the trumpet is into Jesus' return.
Yeah, we got a hint of that in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 14, talking about this same time, these last days, but Jesus spells it out so clearly right here in Matthew 24, starting in verse 30. There's going to be a sound of the ram's horn, a great sound of the ram's horn, accompanying the return of the king.
Yeah, and you know, Ted, so many folks who go to church, many of you who are listeners know some of the scriptures we're about to use now. You have to see them to understand them fully in the context of Yom Teruah, the day of the blowing of the shofar. For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, so many people use this scripture a lot, and rightly so, but think about it now in the context that we've just given it to you in verse 52 of 1 Corinthians 15.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last shofar, the
trumpet.
Last trumpet.
Hallelujah.
The trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
We're going to be changed, and what's going to be the sign of the change? The sound of the trumpet, the shofar blast, the last trumpet.
And you know, don't be caught unaware. That's why we love the biblical feast, what we call the Jewish Feast of Sounding of the Trumpets, this Jewish New Year, because it acclimates not only our ears, but our spiritual man to the sounding of the trumpet. Because we know now through Zechariah, through Jesus' own words, through 1 Corinthians, that at the sound of that last trumpet, the Lord will return.
Hallelujah. This is also significant in the reason that God set up 1 day to be a day to sound the shofar. See, you know what I think, Ted, is I think our Jewish brethren, and we know this, we're thinkers. Think, analyze, rationalize, try to figure things out all the time. Not that other people don't do it, but Jewish people do have a tendency to do this. And we couldn't figure out why we should just have a day to blow the shofar.
I mean, that's all God says in Leviticus. Just get together, have a convocation, eat a good meal, and blow the shofar.
And they couldn't figure out that the real reason was Jesus is coming back.
Amen. Get ready.
We're going to prove it to you even more in upcoming programs here in Messianic Minutes. Check our website, friends. It is messianicminutes.com. That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichinu.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.